Since the Nazi era, the study of history and most of the humanities, including philosophy, religion, and ethics, have been overshadowed by an emphasis on utilitarian science and technology. As a result, few people recognize foreboding similarities between current policies and those under the Nazi regime. By declaring a state of emergency in 1933 and 2020, constitutionally protected personal freedom, legal rights, and civil rights were swept aside. Repressive, discriminatory decrees followed. In 1933, the primary target of discrimination were Jews. Today, the target is people who refuse to be injected with experimental, genetically engineered so-called vaccines. Then and now, government dictates were crafted to eliminate segments of the population. In 2020, government dictates forbade hospitals from treating the elderly in nursing homes. The result was mass murder. Government decrees today continue to forbid doctors to prescribe life-saving, fully approved FDA medicines. That they must follow government-dictated protocols, and those continue to kill. The media is silent as it was then. The media broadcasts a single government-dictated narrative, just as it had under the Nazis. State censorship silences opposing views. In Nazi Germany, few individuals objected. Those that did were sent to concentration camps. Today, doctors and scientists who challenge the approved narrative are maligned and their reputations are trashed. They risk losing their license to practice, as well as having their homes and workplaces raided by SWAT teams. The moral significance of the Nuremberg Code cannot be overstated. The Nuremberg Code is the most authoritative, internationally recognized document in the history of medical ethics. This landmark document was formulated in response to the evidence of medical atrocities committed by Nazi physicians and scientists. The code sets forth moral boundaries of research involving human beings. The Nuremberg Code rejects the ideology of eugenics and unquestionably asserts the primacy and dignity of the individual human being. The primacy of the individual as opposed to the greater good of the state or society. The American jurists who formulated the Nuremberg Code incorporated the official 1931 German guidelines for human experimentation. They were authored by Dr. Julius Moses. Now, the guidelines remained legally in force until 1945. But of course, the Nazis completely disregarded them, and they deported Dr. Moses to Theresienstadt, where he died. The Nuremberg Code defined foundational, universal, moral, and legal standards affirming the fundamental human rights. The human rights apply to every human being, every race, creed, and color. It makes no difference. We are one human family. Equally important, the Nuremberg Code holds doctors and research investigators personally responsible to ensure the human subject's safety and to ensure that the person freely gave his voluntary, fully informed consent. The standards of the Nuremberg Code are incorporated into the International Criminal Code. They are legally applicable today, in peacetime and during war. The objective of the Nuremberg Code is to ensure that medicine never again deviates from its ethical precautionary principle: first, do no harm.